5 minutes later, Tassander addressed the entire gathering of raining leaves and broken columns. He spoke loudly enough for those amassed before him to hear, but not so loudly that his words would carry clearly to the forest floor.
As before, we'll be in four units. The main unit here will be half our total strength, and the other three units, where they were before, one-third the remaining strength. The spearmen and spearwomen are designated shield. You'll set up back for the crest. In front will be those with sharpened, sturdy poles, and you'll brace them against the ground. You are immobile. You neither advance nor retreat without orders. You let the rancors come up over the crest and impale themselves on your weapons. Those with actual spears, you stand behind them and stab at vulnerable points, their faces, armpits, wherever their hide does not protect them. Bow and blaster bearers are designated turbo, which is short for turbo lasers. You'll start out in front of the shield formation. When targets come into view, you'll harry them at range. Then when you hear the command, shields up, you fall back behind the spear lines. Reform there and wait until the rancors hit the shield line. Then, and only then, you open fire again. And if your unit commander designates a specific target, everyone fires at that target until you hear free fire or another target designation. Witches, you start and stay behind the shield line and give the turbo formation enough space to line up in front of you. Your unit commander will also designate one specific target, and you use your spells on that target until it's down or fled. And then your commander will choose a second target, and a third, and so on. All those who consider themselves sharpshooters are with the sniper's group. You'll be set up at points along the crest that are too steep for rancors to attack. You'll fire where your commanders tell you, mostly at the rancors once they're on the top. But if your commanders spot a Night Sister, they'll point you to that new target.
Tassander fell silent, but Kamina spoke up before any conversation arose.
We chose not to let the Night Sisters govern us. That means we live as a fighting force or die as individuals. Live or die, you choose. And understand, raining leaves and broken columns will be intermixed in these new groups. When you line up, if you look to the right and left and see one of your fellow tribes members there, you have failed. I want to see you intermixed, leaf column, leaf column. And if I see you abandon a fellow who is not of your tribe, I will personally kill you, if Tassander does not kill you first. This I swear.
Now there was no chance of murmuring. No voice rose in the silence that fell after Kamina's words. She waited a moment more, then nodded satisfied.
Return to your original positions. Your new unit commanders will tell you what to do.
Silently, even breathlessly, the members of the broken columns and raining leaves moved off to their positions. Ben heaved a sigh.
Ever seen anything like this before?
Dion shook his head.
It's the sort of thing that could only happen on a planet like this.
Do me a favor, would you? Since I'm supposed to stay up here for morale purposes.
Sure.
Go down and tell my dad not to do his usual thing of knocking out one of the rancors. The Night Sisters are starting to adjust to his tactic. We're going to throw some new tactics at them. So he should, too. Tell him to do whatever he wants, so long as it's something they haven't seen before. Something they can't predict.
Dion grinned.
Consider it done.